according to the Northwest Arkansas Point in Time Homeless Census 2011 report. It's estimated that on any given night, approximately 2,000 people in Benton and Washington counties are homeless. A new project called Christopher's House aims to help families by giving them a place to stay while they transition to a more permanent home of their own. David Freeman is the executive pastor of First United Methodist Church of Springdale, one of the organizations working on this project.
Christopher's House is a home for transitional families, families who have no home of their own or are continually moving from temporary housing arrangement to another, one to another. And it provides a place for them to live for 12 to 18 months while they kind of get their feet underneath them and are able to establish a home, a more permanent living arrangement of their own. It is a joint project between First United Methodist Church in Springdale and Seven Hills Homeless Center, where the church is providing the house and kind of a support network or a community. And Seven Hills provides the placement of the families and then all of the case management and support and training for the families to learn the skills of maintaining and running a home of their own.
Now, how did you come to the conclusion that there was a need for this in the community and that it was one that you wanted to help fulfill?
Well, our church has wanted to address the issue of homelessness in our region for a long time. We've known that there's a problem, but we know that homelessness in Northwest Arkansas looks different than the stereotypical homelessness that you see in other parts of the country, mainly more metropolitan, larger cities. That one third of the homeless population in Northwest Arkansas are families, are family units that are trying to stay together as a unit while trying to find a better living situation. They may be living in a motel or in their car or moving from one relative's house to another, sleeping on their couch or floor or whatever. And we have been trying to figure out how to address this, and it's been something that's, we've really struggled with how to address. And we had this property right next to our church's property, a house that we have always wanted to buy as to incorporate into our church campus. And we realized that we could use this house to house families just like this and maybe make it a multi-family dwelling where they would live and could have a more permanent place or a temporarily permanent, more long-term than just a few weeks or one night at a time. And turn it into that. And then Seven Hills came to us about the same time we were identifying this piece of property, and they said, they are in desperate need of places to place people, homes or just room to place people. They said that they would provide all of the support for that if we could just provide the place. And so that got the ball rolling on this, and we decided to pursue purchasing the project. Through all of this, there was a young father and husband in our church named Chris Waller, who last year died in a car accident. And he was kind of the your quintessential father and husband. He dedicated everything to his family and believed that his number one priority and role in his life was to be a father and husband. He worked very hard. He was incredibly good at what he did in his work. He was had a lot of hobbies, but all of it was a distant second to his role in his family. And what we thought was utilizing his legacy as one who kind of taught us what it meant to be a part of a family, using his legacy to make this possible. And so we got with his wife, and she jumped on board and pulled together a team of friends and family, and we've been able to open the doors this Sunday.
And on Sunday, there will be an open house that begins at 8:30?
Right. At 8:30, the house will be open for people to tour and just see what it looks like. We've been remodeling it since about October when we purchased it. And then at 10:40, we will have a service of dedication and a ribbon cutting. And then, of course, after that, people will still be able to go in and see the house. And then the families, we're hoping, will move in next week.
And you will have, is there more than one family moving in?
Yes. At this point, we don't know if next week there'll be more than one family, but it's big enough to have nine people or two families. As we were thinking two families of four would be able to live there.
Now, you mentioned that Seven Hills Homeless Shelter had said that they are really in need of rooms. So there's a lot of people needing a place to stay. So how do you decide who gets to stay at Christopher's house?
Seven Hills will do all of the background checks and kind of discernment of who that is. They have a process how do they qualify? What is the need? Are their kids already in that school district? We are really close to the Jones Center, so they are already connected to the Jones Center in some way. The other is that in this kind of living arrangement, while it is rent free, they do pay a program fee, which pays for the utilities of the house mostly. In fact, that's really what it all will cover, is the utilities. And so it has to be a family that does have the ability to pay those utilities. And then finally, the other piece of that would just be those who are willing to go through Seven Hills' program to learn those skills. They have a very detailed and intentional process of teaching things like financial planning and saving, and they offer job skills, and they offer training and emotional support and that kind of thing. If there are any issues of addiction, they have a part of their process that they lead through that kind of health. And so they have to be willing and a good candidate for that.
Is there anything else that we should know?
The biggest thing for us is that we are a church, and so this is a great act of faith for us. And we want this to be something that glorifies God and is a living legacy to Chris. And those two things go hand in hand to us. And so it's really exciting for his family to see what he started through his life continue on through the lives of so many others.
The open house begins at 8:30 a.m. Sunday at Christopher's house, which is located at 402 Main Street in Springdale. More information is available at FUMC.com/causes.